This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've been lucky in the upper Midwest. While other parts of the country have suffered unimaginable destruction due to storms, we've seen mostly just downed trees. But perhaps the wind didn't seem like it should be so strong as to knock that 20-year-old maple tree down. And you're thinking, they just don't make them like they used to. Well, the problem could really have started a long time ago. Indeed, in the tree's infancy. When plants, in particular trees and shrubs, are grown in containers, there's a tendency for their roots to circle inside the container. The longer they're in it, the worse the problem is. However, that's not the real issue. It's what happens at planting time. As I've been advocating for years, you must root prune any tree or shrub without mercy when you plant them. I have a video from Leif Knecht, a tree expert that I shot with several years ago on GardenBite.com. When you plant a tree or shrub without loosening those roots and cutting out those that are circled around the root ball, you're going to kill your plant slowly. And then comes mulch. A contractor hires someone to plant trees in a housing development or at a business. They apply mulch like a volcano. This is an absolute no-no and makes a master gardener want to pull over and wrench that mulch away from the trunk. I haven't been arrested yet. Always think donut when mulching and spread it out where you want the roots to grow. As my friend, arborist Faith Applequist, explains, piling mulch high against the trunk creates the ideal conditions for growing roots where they don't belong, against the trunk. Roots follow the path of least resistance and circling the trunk, never changing direction into the soil. I'll have a lot more on proper mulching and root pruning on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.